Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Feedback. As 8 minutes after 8 o'clock dawns on us on this beautiful Wednesday morning, found a very interesting article this morning as I was perusing through all of the stuff for us to talk about today. And there's a website called GOPTheDailyDose.com. And when I saw the headline, High School Students Say Pledge in Arabic, One Nation Under Allah, I thought, oh boy, here we go. Here's one of these parody stories. It's not real. They didn't actually do this. They've taken it out of context. Good grief. How long are we going to... I was wrong. It is a real news story. It is published on April 28th by a gentleman by the name of Rick Wells. And he talks about how at Rocky Mountain High School in Fort Collins, Colorado, they decided for diversity and you know, being politically correct, yay, the school would recite the Pledge of Allegiance on that particular Monday as in Arabic. And they replaced the words under God with under Allah. Okay, that definitely got my attention. His article starts out, and it is definitely an op-ed piece. It's an opinion editorial piece. It is not reporting. It is opinion piece because it is loaded and slanted with his personal views. He says, the school recites the Pledge of Allegiance weekly on Mondays. Really? Only once a week? That's my first problem. What do you mean only once a week? It should be a daily thing. You stand up, place your hand over your heart, you pledge allegiance to the United States. If you are of a religious faith that says, nope, we pledge allegiance to no one but God, fine. Stand up, show your respect for our country. You don't have to pledge. I don't have a problem with that. But you will stand up. So anyway, they only do it once a week. His article says, last Monday, a member of the Cultural Arms Club led the student body in an Arabic version of the pledge, replacing the words under God with under Allah. He says that the principal, Tom Lopez, denies any attempt to push the Islamic agenda, saying these students love their country. Okay? They were not being un-American in trying to do this. They believe they were accentuating the meaning of the words as spoken regularly in English. Except for one thing, you don't replace the phrase under God with under Allah. Wrong. That is not the pledge. The Pledge of Allegiance is not where we experience diversity training. The Pledge of Allegiance is the pledge of allegiance to the American flag. Leave it alone. You want to take your political correctness and your diversity and all this other crap, fine. Do it where it's appropriate, not with the Pledge of Allegiance. So, as you can imagine, I was not happy. So I got in touch with the school. I called earlier this morning and left a message for them. Of course, it was an unholy early time of the day, and left a message on their voicemail. I went to their website, of course, to get the contact information, and I noticed that the name of the principal is not the same of the principal that's named in this article. That was the first red flag that flew up for me. It's like, either this article is incorrect, or the website is incorrect. Well, I just had not a pleasant conversation, I may add, with Aaron Murray, who is the office manager for Rocky Mountain High School in Fort Collins, Colorado. First of all, Aaron let me know that this incident did not happen a week or so ago. It happened last year. It did indeed happen, but it happened last year. They also let me know that the principal, Tom Lopez, resigned. I believe he retired shortly after this incident. Because of the incident?
I'm sure they're very happy to be back in the news cycle. Well, and I said, after something that happened a year ago.
I said, I understand that. I said, but the story has just been published in a website, and it is going to catch some news. It's being carried by a few other larger news dissemination websites, and it's probably going to get some attention. We'd like to get your opinion about it. It's not a news story. she says. It's not a news story. Said, well, yes, ma'am, it is. When you pledge allegiance in Arabic in this day and age, that's a news story. No, it's not. Said, well, okay, we're going to talk about it on my show, and I would really like the school's opinion on what happened instead of us just making assumptions and reading this, and I said, this very slanted article against you. I'd like to give you your opinion. No. If you want to talk to us, you talk to our communication person and gave me the phone number, which at the break, we're going to try and contact them and see if they will talk to us. I can understand why the school doesn't want to have any more controversy. They probably dealt with it locally. It probably stung them a little bit, and they don't want it to be national. Well, okay, but you have to be responsible for your actions. So while we try,
what do you want to happen at this point in time?
Hmm?
What do you want to happen to the school at this point in time?
I want to know why they did it, and I want confirmation that this crap doesn't happen again. They need to acknowledge that that was a bad idea and it was a mistake. I have no problem with them studying Islamic culture. I mean, let's face it. The Islamic culture has been an influence in world history, and it deserves to be studied, like many other cultures. I have no problems with it, as long as it's studied honestly. I have a problem with it boogering up the Pledge of Allegiance. There are some things you leave alone. Period. Diversity training is not where you mess with the Pledge of Allegiance. You just don't do it. I would like them to acknowledge that it was wrong. I would like them to acknowledge that it has not happened since. That's what I would like to hear. I'd like to hear they learned from their mistake and they've moved on. If they want to continue to defend that decision, well, that means that they're going to do something else. And they're going to, in their staff meetings and when they get together with the district, they're going to talk about it and say, oh, that's a great idea. Why don't we all do this? No, no, no. So if this is the decision they make, if they stand behind it, they need to be challenged. If they have acknowledged that it's a non-issue, well, then no, thank you very much for giving me 5 minutes of show prep. We'll move on to Charlie Rangel and his nonsense. So we will continue to try and get in touch with him. But let me ask you this. All right, here's the question to you that are listening right now. What if your kid came home from school? Mommy, guess what we did today? What? We did the Pledge of Allegiance in Arabic. One nation under Allah. How would you feel? Is that appropriate? I don't think it is. 715-845-2155. While you gather your thoughts, let me give you one other interesting headline that I came across. Study finds Fukushima radioactivity in tuna off Oregon and Washington. Dum, dum, dum. Now, the positive side is when you open your can of tuna at night, it glows.
Here we go.
And so you can always find your snack in the middle of the night. That's a good idea, right?
Yeah, because everybody gets up and opens a can of tuna in the middle of the night.
Could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir. I'm talking to you.
Oh, yeah, I agree that they shouldn't be boogering up the Pledge of Allegiance by adding the words under God to it in the 50s. It should have been left alone. Religion and government shouldn't be mixed together.
Okay, now when we have that clause that comes up and the reference to the separation of church and state, having one nation under God, does that make you feel that the government is forcing you to be any religion at all?
I don't think the government should be.
No, I'm asking you a question.
Whatsoever.
I'm asking you a question.
Well,
do you feel by saying one nation under God that the government is forcing you to be any religion at all?
Yes, that's forcing religion.
I'm asking, do you feel you're being forced?
Yes.
Okay, you feel
yes.
That having the phrase one nation
yes.
under
yes
God
is the answer.
Forces
yes.
you to acknowledge and be religious.
I think I said yes enough times.
Okay. How is it that it forces you to have religion? How is it that it forces you to acknowledge religion? How is it, why is it offensive to you?
Religion shouldn't be involved. The country was founded on freedom of religion, or lack thereof.
Right.
So,
but we were founded.
It shouldn't be an issue.
We were founded as a nation that believed in God.
I would suggest, Seth, that by refusing to acknowledge that part of the Pledge of Allegiance,
and you bail out,
that you would
hang on a second, sir. I appreciate your opinion. I truly do. But this is what I'm talking about. If you're going to challenge something, know what you believe and know why you believe it. Because when you are asked to have a respectable and legitimate conversation of the issue and you bail, it shows that either A, you're not strong in your convictions, or B, you don't know what the heck you're talking about, or C, you just don't have enough character to stand up and have a conversation.
It doesn't mean any of those things. It means he doesn't want to argue with you about it.
Then don't call the show. If you don't want to have a discussion, don't call a talk radio show.
If someone is having a problem with the words "under God" and the Pledge of Allegiance, it's because
let's find out why.
Know that people on your side of the issue, if they refuse to acknowledge it, they're going to be called anti-religious.
No.
They're going to be, yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
That is, that is the suggestion
Did I say that? Did I say that?
That's the suggestion you're offering.
Did I say it?
You didn't say it. You don't have to say it. Because
I didn't say it, and I didn't suggest it. You know why? Because I don't think it.
The position you would take if you refuse.
Don't put
to,
words in my mouth because you don't know what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Well, I do.
You haven't learned
it yet. I've got enough background on you now that I know what you're thinking in these cases.
The issue is having the phrase "one nation under God" does not force you to be religious. It doesn't force you to have religion. It means you acknowledge that the founding fathers felt that we were a nation that believed in God.
The founding fathers did not put that into the...
What I said. The founding fathers believed we were a nation that believed in God. Did I say the Christian God? No. The Jewish God? No. Hebrew, Islamic God? No. Believed in God. The Pledge of Allegiance says one nation under God. As a person, you can choose that God to be anybody you want. If you're an atheist, make science your God. Many do. Okay? Quit getting offended over things that you're not truly offended by. Quit being a sheep. Think for yourself.
Yeah.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155. All right, let's go ahead and continue on with the conversation regarding this fish from Fukushima. If you want to talk about the Islamic version of the Pledge of Allegiance, that's fine. Bring it up. But we are going to move on, but be more than happy to talk about it if you want to call back to it. 715-845-2155. All right, so Yahoo News published an article that said that studies are finding that there's radioactivity in the tuna off of Oregon and Washington, and it's pretty clear that it is from Fukushima. What they also say is, remember we talked about this, and the scientists are saying the amount of radiation that we are going to experience, minuscule, even less than minuscule. Oregon State University study says the levels of radiation in the fish are such that you would have to consume 700,000 pounds of the fish with the highest radioactive level to match the amount of radiation the average person is annually exposed to in everyday life through just your normal cosmic rays, the air, the ground, X-rays, and other sources. So, I hope you're hungry. In other words, right now, let's not be worried about it, okay? The radiation from Fukushima, it's not that big of a deal. Don't worry about it. All right, let's go to the phones. Jim, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Seth.
Hi, sir.
And God bless you.
Thank you.
I enjoy listening to the banter with Tom.
Thank you, sir.
And I just turned the radio down. Sorry about
that. Oh, okay. That's fine.
I enjoy listening to the banter with Tom, and I wanted to play fire marshal.
Oh, okay.
Because I think when his shorts catch on fire, you should have the fire extinguisher close. Verbally, you're doing a great job, but keep it up.
Well, I will put him out, but not immediately. Okay. Now let him sizzle and let him simmer just a little bit.
I've got some asbestos underwear that I'm infecting the studio with.
You're going to need it. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate your call. Anything else before I let you go?
No, we're good, sir.
All right, buddy. Thank you very, very much. All right, let's go to line two. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Ron.
Hey, Ron, what can we do for you?
Well, I want to talk about that Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. It was adopted in 1954.
Right.
Eisenhower, and adopted by the Congress.
Yes, sir.
That is the official pledge.
Yes.
Number two, when the people came over here and wrote the rules about the separation of church and state, the intent was at that time the churches, the Protestant and the Catholic churches, were controlling governments.
Mm-hmm.
And actually controlling it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that, as far as our interpretation through time, has digressed to the point where mentioning God gets to be to a point where you cannot no longer and feel no longer to even mention that you are a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Because people tend to look down on you and say, well, I don't have a God. Why should I listen to yours?
Right.
So that's my point.
Having the phrase "one nation under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance does not force you into religion. It does not coerce you. It does not influence you. It is simply saying that as we pledge, we feel that we are a nation under God. You don't believe it? That's fine. But having the phrase in there doesn't force anything on you.
See, the problem, the problem though, is that many, many religious people, in my experience, do look down upon you if you do not aspire to the way they believe, and the
then
idea
we,
that you have come up with some belief system that you need to A, get through the day, or B, prepare for some future eternal life, and if I don't agree with your interpretation of that, that I am somehow a lesser person.
Well, there's nothing. Go ahead.
I got a point here. I was taught in history class religion that what do all religions have in common? Could you answer that for me?
Well, all religions or all religions?
All religions have in common.
All religions are attempting to establish a relationship with a higher being.
Absolutely not. It is a belief. A belief. Now, you determine yourself. What is your belief? If you believe that you do not believe in God and you believe in Allah, that's your religion. It's a belief. If you believe that there is no God, that is your belief. But I, as a Christian, I will pray for you. And I've had people that were say they were atheists will say, well, that's nice. Well, mm-hmm. I can use all the karma that you can give me.
Yeah, who doesn't like
that's
karma?
That's why I left it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you have to assume that it is a belief.
Okay.
I have no problems with everybody having any kind of belief that they want.
Right.
Just don't try to tell me that that belief is the only belief that
not,
should people should have.
Well, I, as a Christian, and you have children, I'll pray for you that your children do get to where my place is.
Thank you very much for calling in, my friend. I appreciate the information. And he's got an interesting viewpoint, the belief. The point is, with what you just said, you don't like someone else's religion being shoved down your throat. The phrase, one nation under God, in the Pledge of Allegiance, doesn't shove anything down your throat. It doesn't. There is nothing about it that forces a religion on you. Nothing. There is nothing about having a display of the Ten Commandments in a courthouse that forces you into a religious belief. Nothing.
When Congress added the words under God to the Pledge of Allegiance, what God were they thinking of when they made that that addition to the pledge?
What difference does it make?
Well, I think it makes a big difference because
why?
I would imagine that
it doesn't force you into
God
belief
they
of anything.
The God thinking of was the Christian God.
How do you know?
How do I know? Because I would imagine that, and I'd have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure in my assumption that the majority of the members of Congress at the time.
Here's a question for you to chew on. The display of the Ten Commandments in a courthouse, does that force you to believe in Jesus?
No, but it adds to the idea that only people that believe in that part of religious history have a place
it
coming into that courtroom.
It doesn't force religion on you at all. It does not force
maybe not
religion
maybe not
on you.
Maybe not overtly, but covertly.
WSAU. We got to take a break. Stay online. Stay on the phone. We'll be with you in just a second. I got to take a break so we don't run out of time. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, this is Feedback.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.